Yes. All our ears are all bleeding here in the studio after that. That was a bit loud. Sorry about that, everyone.
That's fine.
Sometimes,
you
know.
Woke me up.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, that's the music that means it's time for the Weekend Arts Roundup with Marianne Combs. If she can still hear, maybe she can talk.
I'm here.
All right, good.
I'm very
glad you're here
now.
And awake now.
Yes, yeah. Yes, no problem.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too. Hey, you might have noticed or heard that there is a president of the United States in town yesterday.
Yeah.
And he was down at the Union Depot talking about transportation funding, and you might have noticed in some of the shots of him standing at the Union Depot as he was giving his address that there was this projection coming out of the wall behind him that looks sort of like a train, half like a plane. This very cool, you know, maybe slightly steampunk. But
I was wondering what that was.
Yeah,
it was that strange looking.
Yes,
it was cool.
Yes,
yeah.
It's one of several public art installations at the Union Depot, and I just recommend that you guys, when you have a moment, walk down there. You know, the Union Depot, if you're in St. Paul, it's accessible by Skyway. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, if you're in town, it's a lovely place to just roam around and check out the, you know, the building, which is open and hasn't come to full use yet because light rail has started up yet, but
right.
It will be
in
a few
summer.
Months.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, they've been installing all of this very cool public art. And so Kyle's work up on the walls is just one of the works by several artists in town, including Aldo Moroni, who's a sculptor who has all these series of panels that represent the St. Paul area at different times in its geological history.
Oh, cool.
So you can see it in its different development days, when it was just like a settlement, and then, you know, all this sort of, so in pre-settlement days and then up to recent modern times.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a dig of an archaeological dig on the wall. I won't tell you too much about it. It's something they found underneath the Union Depot, this strange creature. So you can go check that out down there. And then there's like an artist-designed ping pong table that's been getting lots of great use. Every time I go down there, it seems like there's somebody hanging out playing ping pong.
And awesome.
Yeah, so there's all this great artwork by local artists downtown. And I thought, you know, President Obama got to see it, but a lot of us don't take the time out to actually visit all the cool stuff that's in our own town. So
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say, stop by a Union Depot when you have a chance and make sure to look up for some of the public art, as well as look down and around and
nice.
Check out all the cool stuff.
Right.
So also at Mixed Blood Theater right now, there's a new production called The Sun Serpent. This is playing on Saturdays. This week it's also on Friday night, but mostly it's on Saturdays through March, and it's a production about Cortez's arrival in Aztec culture and sort of the conquest of Mexico. And it has three actors talking in three languages, with, you know, a whole bunch of masks, media. They perform more than 20 different roles. And it's based on a young boy who sees Cortez arrive and thinks maybe he's the sun serpent of the Aztec legend who's going to bring peace to the people. And
turns out not so much.
No,
yeah,
unfortunately,
not
and
Cortez.
So he, realizing otherwise, he sets out to warn his older brother, who's marching with the conquistadors, and they grapple with identity as the world around them changes forever. But yeah, very cool exploration of Aztec and Mexican history, as told through three performers in three languages. I just think that's going to be a fun time. And it's a show for all ages. You might not think that, thinking about Cortez
the killer.
But it's actually an all-ages appropriate show. So great,
right.
So great history lesson there, and that's at Mixed Blood Theater through March 22nd.
Right.
Now, I understand a few of my colleagues will probably be spending a lot of time this weekend with a certain event called Rock the Cradle.
Yes. Yeah, that's one of the big current events every year, and so they're happening at Sunday at the Children's Theater Company and MIA.
And, you know, normally a few thousand people show up for that event. So
maybe 10.
Yeah.
10,000, give or take 1,000 or so.
And what's the ratio of child to adult in that? 2 to 1?
Whatever your...
I don't know, 2 to 1.
Yeah.
Whatever your
one?
Family situation is, I suppose.
Is
but,
what, yeah, but... Yeah,
whatever the public radio families are producing these days.
So maybe 7,000 kids and 3,000 adults
right,
show up.
Yeah,
so at any rate, while you're there... If you need to sort of leave the main crowd of the thousands who are congregated in the area that's between Children's Theater Company and Minneapolis Institute of Arts, there happens to be a lovely Matisse show going on at the MIA. So if you need to sort of just step away. Also, Matisse paintings, sumptuously colorful, you know, and in considering the weather of these past few days, and I think
get some color in your brain.
Something other than white would and gray would be really nice. And Matisse paintings provide that in abundance. So there you go. You've got you can just walk away for a bit, and you should register probably if you're going to go, because it's a ticketed show inside the MIA. But the rest of the MIA is free as always. So. Yeah. Always a lovely thing.
We should be sure to point out Rock the Cradle, always free. So, check that out. But the Matisse thing, you can register for.
Yeah, exactly.
Make a day of it. As your kids are asleep in their strollers, go check out the Matisse.
But, you know, also the thing is, Matisse is actually quite accessible to kids in terms of his paintings. There's, bright colors, very simple line gestures, and it can be very fun for kids to look at Matisse as well as
excellent
adults.
Excellent point,
there you go.
Awesome. Marianne, thank you
always
so
a pleasure.
Much. Nice to have you back.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Yeah, the winter got the best of you last week.
Just for a week.
I understand. It's happened to many of us.
Yes. I feel like, though, winter feels like it's been defined, like, now that I've had that, it's like the end of winter is in sight. I've gone through the big cold.
You've had your cold.
I've had my big cold.
Yeah?
It's going to be all downhill from here.
Wow. Well, that is some positive thinking that I'm going to try to practice myself
all
now.
You can do.
Isn't it? Marianne Combs. She writes the State of the Arts blog at nprnews.org and joins us Thursday mornings.
Marianne Combs, California native. Let's put it that way.
See you next time, Marianne. All right.